on we only have the one round now in the in Britain of the World and Super Bowl Championship, going back what, 3-4 years ago, we had 3 rounds with it, so Mr. Donington and Brad Sachs, but just the one round now, so it's the only one chance that you get to race in front of your home fans. How much extra pressure is there on you?
Yeah, I mean, there's as far as the team and everything is concerned, I don't think there's any more pressure on me. But for myself, yeah, I put a lot more pressure on myself, and you know, I'm a little bit good this time around, because obviously I want to run the sharp end, and I know I can do. But being realistic, I don't think where we're at with things now, we're quite able to run at the sharp end like we have done previously. So. Yeah, that's a little bit hard to take on board, but I'll be digging deep all the same anyway.
It's been a reasonable season by you. Well, okay, with that fifth position at Monza, but there's only been a handful of rounds that you've not actually scored points in, and that's usually not been down to the situation that you found yourself in. But it's been reasonably successful last year. For those people that are not aware, you may have heard of a guy called Ben Spees, who went on to win the World Superbike Championship. Well, Tom was Ben's teammate last year. The opportunity to ride for the Kawasaki Superbike Racing Team came along on the ZX-10R, and it was one that you were quite keen to take up. You'd seen what Brock Parks had done the previous season on that particular model of bike, and it was one that you were quite keen to take up. You chose Kawasaki over and above a number of other options that you had.
Yeah, I mean, very much so, and obviously when I first got to ride the bike, it was clear to see, you know, there were some areas where I found quite strong with the bike, the engine being one of them. You know, in a straight line, the bike is good, but obviously we had some issues we worked on, and definitely made him a lot better this year. And my idea was simple, really, join Kawasaki, a fantastic manufacturer, and obviously a factory supported team, which is another kind of big plus, if you like. Not only that, it was a team I'd worked with before and who I knew through and through, and obviously it's easy now. I'm working with crew chief Johnny, who I worked with in BSB in 2007, so everything works like clockwork. Now the plan was obviously to do this year, and then get the chance to go ahead next year with the new bike, which everybody's raving about. It's always the same with the new bike, they always get excited, but you know, the Kawasaki are working really hard this year, and I think next year's bike would be a lot better.
Well, that's very much in the future, Tom. Very much in the present, we're thinking about Silverstone this weekend, and we've got 7 British riders out there, as well as we've got Tommy Bradwell, who's a wild card, a couple of other British Superbike regulars with the HM Pratt squad of Josh Brooks and Yuichi Kinari. If anything, it's going to be even harder, isn't it, here at Silverstone, and a track you've never ridden around.
Exactly. I mean, it's a level playing field for everybody. I think the only guy who should be fast straight out of the team is going to be Josh Brooks, riding the Superstock races a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, it's level playing field. Obviously, a lot of the British riders from the World Championship and the wild cards. Yeah, there's again, added pressure of that, and like I said, I'm just a little bit disappointed that I'll not be able to run when I know I can, but at the end of the day, everyone's realistic in the team, and you know, we keep working, which is the good thing. We always seem to keep finding things. The problem is, at the moment, you know, the championship's that strong. There's a number of times where we've only been 8/10 off the front, for example, in Grenoble, we were 8/10 off the front. And that puts 16th, so yeah, it's going to be, I think, another tight weekend, but certainly what I'm looking forward to.
Now, from we said, Tom, we've known each other for many, many years, and I've seen Tom come through the ranks from Club Racer to World Championship star that he is now.
Okay, so it's Toaster News. That's Tom Sykes owning the new Silverstone motorcycles in Toaster, and he's obviously in the Superbikes at Silverstone this weekend.
Wonderful races in some wonderful countries. Is it all it's cracked up to be?